Today is Wednesday, the 9th of September, the third day in our week of prayer. King Jesus, I enter into your throne room now to intercede for the sake of this world. Fill my heart with faith, hope, and love to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14 to 21. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought him salvation, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, so will he repay. Wrath to his adversaries, repayment to his enemies. To the coastlands he will render repayment. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is upon you, and my words that I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of the mouth of your offspring, or out of the mouth of your children's offspring, says the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore.
When the Lord comes to redeem and restore, he also comes in judgment over all that is in rebellion against him. A prayer for revival is a prayer for repentance, a turning back to the Lord and his ways. I take a moment to pray a prayer of repentance on behalf of our city. I pray that people may turn from their ways and turn to the Lord, and that his redemption will come, breaking down the rebellion and restoring what is just. Come, Holy Spirit, I invite you to restore our city, to turn from its ways and to turn to you. I also receive your empowerment to live as an ambassador of your kingdom, a living testimony of your redemption. Amen.